NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Phased on a Pony are a group from Dunedin, helmed by Peter McCall. He writes all the songs, sings and plays guitar. They've just released the 5-song EP called That's How the Light Gets In, and Peter was joined by a few friends to bring his songs to life, and they went down and recorded with Stephen John Maher at Radio 1 in Dunedin. So I gave him a little call on the Skype, and we had a chat about the record.
Hello.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Congratulations on an awesome EP. It's great.
Thank you.
How long have you been working on it now?
I guess I started writing those songs maybe like a year ago. The actual recording was about 4 days in the studio.
How would you describe Phased on a Pony as a band? Because I did have the impression that maybe it was more of your own project, but then you got people in to help for the recording and stuff.
Yeah, originally it was just a name under which I'd put out music on the internet, like maybe like 5 years ago, I think I put the first song up, or maybe even 6 years ago. And it was just like, I was just kind of teaching myself how to write songs, I guess, in my bedroom, pretty classic. And then after a few years, I decided to put a band together. Actually, a band called World Series asked me to play a show. And so I like kind of put a band together just for that show. And then the guitarist, who was like a good friend of mine, went overseas, so I just stopped. And I was playing in another band, and so my music got kind of put to the side for a while, I guess. And then this current iteration of the band came together after I left that other band, like at the start of last year, and wanted to do more of my own music.
Your new EP is called That's How the Light Gets In, which I picked up as a reference to a Leonard Cohen lyric. Is that correct?
Yep, that's where I heard it first. It's not like, I like Leonard Cohen, but it's not, it's just something that was stuck in my head during the time that I was writing those songs. And it kind of, I like the idea of that, like, you know, there has to be something wrong with something for it to be good in a way. Like, I don't know. I was going through like a bad time, and so like I guess it was some sort of way of understanding what could be good about that bad time, which is kind of what some of the songs are about.
I think it does sort of speak to the tone of the songs, at least, in that they're sort of sweetly melancholic.
Yeah, that's definitely something I've just always been into, kind of like melancholic, kind of happy, sad songs. I don't know.
The first song is the lead single, the first song you released, and it's also playlisted up here at BFM, Natural Toast.
Yeah.
It's a very catchy song.
Oh, thanks.
I think it's that bass and guitar riff that kicks everything off, and it kind of reminds me of like a favourite alt 90s track I might have listened to.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely the most straightforward kind of, 90s indie sounding song. Like, I listen to a lot of Pavement and stuff that probably comes through maybe on that song. Yeah, it's just those four chords the whole way through the song. Like, the bass line doesn't change the whole way through the song.
Natural.
when we recorded that, Stephen, John Maher, who kind of produced it and recorded it, kind of helped me keep the song interesting, because, you know, if it's just four chords the whole time, it can get a bit dull, but he really helped, like, bring some dynamics to the song.
Yeah, you've got that kind of, he's played with the panning there. You've got the guitar part panned hard left, and then you've got the bass part sort of panned hard right.
Yeah.
Which creates an interesting dynamic as well.
Yeah. I mean, even all of those production choices kind of played into the theme of the EP in a way. Like, previously I would layer guitar parts and I would layer my vocal and I would make it all sound like one big kind of noise, and in a way that's almost like hiding everything a bit. So he was actually quite encouraging of like stripping everything back, because, you know, you can be, it's easy to be really self-conscious about like your guitar playing or your singing or whatever. So he was kind of just like, let's just separate it all and make it all stand out. Otherwise it can just sound a bit watered down and maybe bland or something, like, I don't know.
Tell me a little bit about the cover photo for the single you put out for Natural Toast. The sheep in the kitchen, is that actually a photo that someone took, or is that something you found?
That's a photo I took. Me and my partner live in like a little cabin-y thing, the thing that's in the photo. And the neighbor's sheep had just decided to come in. They'd been raised like indoors or something, and then they'd just been put out for the first time. And so we're really like attracted to humans, you know, so they kept coming to our cabin. And that just came right inside, and like I just thought it was really funny. So I took a photo, and it ended up being quite a funny photo, like with one of them looking directly at the camera and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess like, toast, and it's a picture of a kitchen, I don't know, something like that. Natural sheep.
The next song, Monarch. I really like the opening line on this track. I wish I could sing like Bill Callahan, but I just McCallahan. It's so good.
Oh, but yeah, Bill Callahan. So yeah, he's like a big, well, I don't know about an influence, but like one of my favorite artists. I don't know, I just went through a period of wishing I could sound exactly like him. Again, that maybe ties into the theme of like just accepting that you can't sing like that. Like, he's just got this beautiful deep voice, whatever. It doesn't matter, maybe. I know to other people it might not be true, but to me, like, some of the songs sound really obvious, like a really, it's obvious why that sounds like that, whatever. But Monarch has its kind of own personality, and like I could compare a lot of the other songs to other songs I've heard by bands I like, but Monarch seems to have its more of its own personality, which, you know, makes me feel good when I listen to it. Does that make sense?
I like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's a bit odd. Like, the riff at the start is weird, but I don't know.
I think the synths in this song are particularly a nice touch. That's, who's playing the synths there? Jade, is it?
Jade Meadow, yeah. Mm. She I don't understand synths at all, but she manages to find really amazing sounds all the time that go really well, I think.
When you were sort of writing these songs, did you have a clear idea of all the parts, or was that something that built as you got, you know, everybody on board?
Mostly, like, with these five songs, I had a pretty clear idea because I was, like, yeah, making demos in Logic and yeah, kind of had most of the song down. I suppose, in general, because I'm a guitar player, mainly the guitar parts and the bass parts I will have written. And then Jade mostly does her own thing, and Josh does his own thing on the drums. Like, I've got no clue when it comes to drums. Josh is an amazing drummer, and he just kind of does what he thinks fits.
Blue Transporter is the next song. Can you tell me a little bit about this song and how it all came together?
Well, I used to write a lot of songs with a loop pedal, like a delay pedal as a loop function in my room. I remember writing the riff, the dun 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 thing, and I really liked that. The first Pine Grove album had just come out, and I was listening to that a lot. I don't know. It was just me. I mean, it's written in drop D, which, I don't know, maybe gives it a chuggy feel. I'm basically all the guitar part is like just the top two strings. It gives it kind of a simple chuggy feel. Lyrically, I'd just been overseas, like in Europe, and I was seeing all these transporter vans, like these Volkswagen transporter vans, and I don't know, there was a bunch of really nicely coloured ones. I just really liked the look of them. And
is a transporter van like a work van?
I guess it's a work van. They're just these kind of like boxy, like Volkswagen things that seem to be super common in Europe. And I don't know, maybe like I was on tour and in this other band and probably just thinking about driving a lot. And I don't know. I kind of write more on a vibe than trying to tell a story from the get-go. You know what I mean? It's kind of, I guess, kind of hard to explain, but I just kind of go off a vibe. Like, doesn't always have to literally make sense, but it kind of, it's more about the feeling of what I'm saying than, yeah, like, I'm not really like a narrative writer, although Blue Transporter is kind of the most thematically kind of one thing, but yeah.
Blue Transporter van, parking ground for my idea. No gaps between our hands. In my transporter van. No, I don't have a plan. But we should still get out of here. The great hydrate. We'll be right back. blue transporter van, parking ground for my idea. No gaps between our hands. In my transporter van,
like the big middle instrumental section there. Was that always a part of the song?
No, actually, so I had a demo version where the instrumental was there, but it just went for like four bars or something, and there was a little another little guitar part over the top. And then, yeah, it went back to the rest of the song. But then we had started playing a few shows, and I was already kind of getting sick of everyone just playing my songs the way I'd written them. And, you know, all the songs were really neat and really concise and stuff. So we kind of thought, like, why don't we just jam that bit out? And yeah, and it's turned into like a fun bit of the set where like we'll often play that song last, and kind of, it just goes for a random amount of time, that jam. Sometimes it can go really, really long. And that's quite fun because it's quite hypnotic or whatever. And sometimes it doesn't if you're not feeling it, whatever.
The song Young People, it's the longest song on the record at just over 6 minutes. I really like the riff that opens this song. That it's almost got like a 60s R&B or doo-wop thing going on there.
Yeah. Like Summer Lovin' Happened So Fast.
Yeah.
Kind of, maybe it's even that baseline. I don't know. Yeah, totally an accident. And then realized after the fact. But that's like a fun, kind of shamelessly poppy one, I guess.
You're rambling way past the point. I'm staring at the middle distance. Hoping it looks like I'm listening. If I sit here any longer, I'll die. And does a polar bear really care if it lives or it dies? It's just out on the ice, living its best life.
you remember writing the song?
Yeah. I mean, the chorus part came really easily, and the riff, the dum 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 dum, that came really easily. And then the verses, just, I just couldn't get them. I couldn't write lyrics. Maybe because it was such like a almost obvious, well-known kind of bass line, it's a bit harder to make it your own, maybe. It took me ages, and to put guitar parts over the top, like I was still writing those kind of the day before we recorded it.
I think the lyricism in this song's really fun.
Yeah.
Lots of like, yeah. I don't know, clever things going on.
Yeah. Again, it's kind of like a vibe, I guess. Yeah, I changed the lyrics many times, and yeah, it could have ended up being quite different. But originally it was going to be a little bit more serious, like, or just earnest, I mean. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to explain that one lyrically. It just kind of ended up that way. More of a vibe, you know?
I feel like you're a fan of a bit of wordplay. Does it come naturally? Are you a cryptic crossword doer?
No, I wish. My mom is amazing, and I just haven't practiced them enough. I get frustrated with puzzles in general.
The closing song on the EP is Gutter Moon, which mm-hmm. I feel like is a bit of a sad note. It seems like the most melancholy of the songs on the EP.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's got that, you know, classic descending chords thing going on.
What can you tell me about this track?
This one was one, the lyrics came quite easily actually, and I quite liked them. I guess it's kind of about like, well, I mean, it's kind of maybe kind of obvious from the lyrics, I'm not sure, but just like kind of being drunk, and sometimes you just don't know how to talk to people or relate to people or whatever, and you think you're getting somewhere, and then you're just not. Like, it was just a misunderstanding. And yeah, I mean, yeah, I have trouble talking to people and in kind of social situations sometimes.
Maybe it was the gin. I thought I caught a glimpse of a conversation piece against the balustrade outside. Turns out it was just an outline, a wiry thing, shaking side to side, shaking side. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for asking me to. Thank you.
I hope you have more visits from sheep soon.
Yeah, cheers.
And
not too many.
That was Peter McCall from Dunedin Group, Phased on a Pony, talking about their new EP, That's How the Light Gets In. Head over to Bandcamp if you want to pick up a copy of that. I believe it's available on cassette as well.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.